comfortable? Are you too scared to move and walk out of this tomb? Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave.
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have my sunglasses on because across from me is just the brightest ray of sunshine in almost all of Hastings, Tiffany Newharth, the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings. Tiffany, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Mike. That was quite a compliment.
Well, it's true, though. Every time you come over here, your face is a bright smile. There is so much energy in just your presence. It's amazing to watch what you're doing. It's knowing your story, a little bit of backstory, and what you're doing over there, and you still have this big smile on your face, and you're facing it well. So, yeah, thank sunshine.
You. Thank you.
What we're talking about today is, it's been a couple of months, actually, since we've had an update from you, and we'd like to get a bit of brought up to date on things that are going up with Rise Up. We know that there's a Rise Up Recovery Roast going on here in a week and a half or so. There is movement of property, and you're consolidating some of your operations into a more local setting. Mm-hmm. We're going to start there, actually. You have a ministry that assists women. It's over in Lakeville right now, is that correct? Called
yes.
Hope House.
Mm-hmm.
And the big news with Hope House is that you're bringing it to Hastings. So bring yes. us up to date on what's going on there.
This has been a labor of love for probably the last year and a half, 2 years. We've really wanted to move to Hastings. It's amazing mm-hmm. how even just 35-minute drive
sure. yeah.
creates such a distance
yeah.
in programming. And, you know, we have staff there most days of the week to support the women, but yet, you know, they're not able to be as integrated and a part of what we're doing in the day-to-day mm-hmm. things that Rise Up. And so, yeah, we have an opportunity to move our women's house here to Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
We will be renting a home kind of near the Salvation Army.
In that general
in town,
area,
yeah.
sure.
So it's a
yeah.
great location. They're able to walk to our community center. And, I mean, there's not
Pie
much
at
they
Perkins.
Can. Right, exactly. Exactly. So go thrift shopping there at the Salvation Army and... Yeah, so that will happen September 1st.
Okay.
We'll move the ladies to the new location. So we're busy packing and downsizing.
Well, and I'd like to clarify a little bit about Hope House, too. It's not as large an operation, I understand, as what you've got for Providence House. Mm-hmm. Providence House, I believe you have a room there for, what, up to 10 gentlemen
mm-hmm.
or so?
Yes.
Hope House is nowhere near that size. And tell me a little bit about the scope of what Hope House is for and how many people that you can minister to at one time there.
Yeah, great question. So Hope House is, excuse me, mm-hmm. Hope House is five, well, currently it can be six residents. As we move to Hastings, it's five residents.
Okay.
Which that tends to be a sweet spot anyways.
Okay.
So the five women who we currently have will be transitioning here. And it's different than Providence House in that it is completely post-treatment housing. So these are all women who have been through treatment, who are stabilized in their recovery.
Mm-hmm.
They're really in this situation of
now,
transition, how do I,
yeah.
yeah, how do I walk out all these skills and knowledge that I learned and how do I kind of grow instability?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're eager to come to town. They're eager to find employment. If the community is looking for ways to support us, these women are some of the most amazing women. I mean, honestly, resilient sure. and bright and, I mean, overcomers and hard workers. And so that's a cool way that you can partner with us if you sure. have positions available.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're excited and eager. So our day to day with them, it kind of, it depends. Some of them work, some of them volunteer. And so it depends on their schedule, but really they're pretty highly engaged in recovery. A lot of them have multiple meetings Good. That they go to,
sure.
sponsors. Mm-hmm. Many of them have strong faith walks, so really involved in church and Bible study mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So
yep.
it'll be a bit of transition for many of them. And I would say every single one of them has expressed a ton of excitement.
That's good.
Yes.
You love it when people get a grasp of what good things could be coming instead of the dark trail that they've been on through this whole addiction or whatever process you want to call that. Does Hope House have the ability to work with women that have children?
So that is super exciting news. That is like breaking news. So this home that we are going to be renting, it's a multifamily home.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an upper unit and a lower unit. And the upper unit will be for the current residents,
right?
Our women. And then that is September 1st. In November, the beginning of November, we are taking over the lower unit. And that will be a small women and children unit.
Oh, nice.
So four people total. Mm-hmm. So two women each with one child up to the age of 10.
Okay.
Yes.
And that is also hugely important for a single mother to have knowledge and confidence that not just her needs are being met, but her children also are being taken care of and provided the things that they need to flourish.
Well, I think that's such a significant barrier for women who have children, small mm-hmm. children in particular. They go into treatment, and now, I mean, thank God there's more treatment facilities that they can have their children in. But I mean, that's a bit of a newer thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hasn't always been that way.
Sure.
But there's still a lack of housing support for these women after treatment. And so many of them find themselves in this situation where, okay, I've gone to treatment. I've made these changes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I really desperately want to keep custody of my child. And I have to provide a safe place to live. I can't go back to where I was living before because
right.
that's unsafe.
Right. right.
There's maybe using or maybe abuse or there could be a whole plethora of...
Anything. Yeah.
Right. As mm-hmm. to why that's not a good choice for her and her child. And so where do they go? There's only one or two other programs, even near the Twin Cities, who have women and children, and all of them have long waiting lists.
Oh, sure.
So this is a significant need. And I can say for our community in particular, we have 360 communities.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for women and children who are fleeing domestic situations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's not any women-specific recovery resources in our community at all.
Wow.
So I think it's pretty incredible that we get to come and not only have housing for women, but now be able to provide more space for women and children right here in our community.
And helping them reintegrate and get back on the upper road, if you want to call it that, whatever. It's a great thing.
Yep.
And just to see the ministry and the mission evolve and grow and mature
mm-hmm.
is very good to see. I
thank you.
I'm very supportive and I enjoy watching how you guys are moving along.
Thank you. And you know, for this women and children piece, it's a big undertaking. And I will say I'm grateful. I want to talk about fun full circles. I mean, fun full circles. The woman who has the largest women and children program in the state of Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
I lived in one of her recovery homes many, many years ago.
Sure.
And she is mentoring me now as we start to go down this road
yeah.
of having women and children. And she's over the moon, right? She's
sure.
like, Tiffany, you're never going to regret this. It's the greatest decision that you're going to make. It's such a blessing. But it's good for me to know that we're not going into this with closed eyes.
Sure.
I've got great parenting curriculum, and the curriculum is specifically for people in early recovery and how to parent well and do your own self-care kind of thing. So we are really stepping into this prepared and with
Good.
Support, which is huge.
And speaking of support, to just kind of give it a little bit of a segue, you've increased the staffing over at the Rise Up Recovery office here on Vermilion Street. You've brought on a lady by the name of Kathy Sullivan, whose purpose with Rise Up is to drum up support and outreach to the community for what Rise Up does and getting buy-in from the community. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of meeting her yesterday. She came over and introduced herself, and we talked for a while. But tell me a little bit about Kathy Sullivan.
Kathy is a wonderful woman who I was first introduced to at my church.
Okay.
And she has a tremendous amount of experience with ministry, with she has her doctorate, with nonprofit organizations, business development, all that kind of stuff. I mean, a rich, vast experience. And so she actually and I have had numbers of conversations just over the years as Rise Up has been building.
Sure.
And just as kind of a non-formal, non-paid consultant almost, right?
Right.
Over coffee kind of thing, I was able to pick her brain. So when we, through the DHS grant that we had, have the opportunity to bring somebody on board to really help our program expansion, really help our community outreach, I knew immediately Kathy was the person for the job.
Nice.
Right? She just came over here and introduced herself to you. She is, I mean, community, expect your door to be knocked on.
I was going to say.
Not for solicitation, but for... I mean, she is a go-getter. Here we are.
This is what we do.
Yep. Not shy at all. She can talk to anybody about anything. That's what impresses me most about her.
The thing that I learned about her yesterday is that for the past number of years, she's had one of the most difficult positions and jobs in the world, which is being a pastor's wife.
Yes.
So, you know, you learn these kinds of skills just from being encouraged along the trail of a pastor's life, you know.
Yes.
So she's charming. Mm-hmm. She is very intelligent.
Yes.
And like you say, Tiffany, she's not going to come to a certain business or residence or whatever she goes to asking for money. She just wants to increase the community outreach of Rise Up, make sure that the community is aware that that resource is there available. And if you want to support that resource, support Rise Up, she's the one that's going to help you do it.
Yes. And she's the cool thing. I mean, everybody who talks to me expects me to toot our horn, right? I mean,
sure.
It's just, it's part of my job and it's my absolute passion. This is my heartbeat. Kathy has been one who she's watched from early on, as you are too, Mike. I mean, you're a couple people who have watched God move in amazing ways and you get to see firsthand people's lives being transformed. And so now we've got people who are also super passionate about it, who haven't been the builders, right? But see the purpose and the mission and how effective it is. And so it's neat to have somebody else on board so I'm not the only one.
Sure. Well, Paul planted, Apollos watered, and someone else builds on it and reaps the rewards.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's really good at stuff I hate doing. So I'm thrilled.
That's what you look for.
I'm thrilled.
That's what you look for. Well, and like I say, it was a pleasure meeting her yesterday, and I hope that she... has a good long time using her talents for Rise Up Recovery, and it's going to be great. We have just a few minutes left, but we don't want to leave out the recovery roast that's coming up on Wednesday, August 16th from 3 to, 8 p.m.?
It's technically 4 to 8 p.m., yes.
3 to 8 p.m. And this year, it's going to be down at the Rotary Pavilion in Levee Park. Is that correct?
It is.
Tell me a little bit. Give us a final update on what's going on with the roast.
Okay, friends.
Food. There's food. That's all you need to know. Come
food,
down. Get
music, fun, prizes. Come on. And family fun. Everybody is welcome. Yes. It is going to be an absolute blast. Last year was an absolute blast.
It was. I was there.
It was. And this year, the venue is even greater. So, I mean, how can we go wrong? Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. We've got the dunk tank again this year. We've got, and anybody's welcome to do that, any brave souls. We've got a bounce house for kids, cotton candy, popcorn, snow cones, not to mention the amazing pig roast like we had last year. 32 shoulders. 32 they're smoking this year. Like, that's enough to feed 500 to 600 people. So I don't want to go home. Okay, I don't want to run out of food like we did last year.
But you don't want to have leftovers.
I don't want to have leftovers. So come and eat. We're partnering with the Extreme Tour, which is there's going to be 13 musicians from all over the country that will come and perform, and it's going to be a blast. Along with a resource table. I mean, there's going to be tons of different resources from throughout our community of all different kinds and testimonies. You are going to leave feeling encouraged, hopeful, and along with some full bellies.
The thing, full bellies are important. The thing that I like about it too is that there will be people there that if you have a need in your life or you want someone to pray with you about whatever, there will be people there for that. Yes. My wife did that at the roast last year, and there are going to be some people coming in that I know this year that are passionate about just making contact with someone, saying, do you need someone to pray with you? And I'm willing to do it. Things are done in confidence, and we're not here to shame or call out or anything. We're here to give you a hand up, give you a hand, a shoulder to lean on, if you will.
Yeah, and recognizing that you're not alone in it. And, you know, last year we had some prayer flags. We will again this year have prayer flags and memorabilia buttons. You know, our community has been, I mean, just devastated.
Yes.
Particularly this last month, right, with loss. And this is an opportunity for us to show a united vision of coming together and having a voice for recovery and a voice of support for families or individuals who are struggling, recognizing that there is hope. You're not alone, and we're here to be a part of the solution.
Right. We are just about out of time, but I want to once again give you the opportunity to provide some contact information if people have questions, or more importantly, do you need help? Do you need someone to help guide you out of a pattern that you're in and you don't need to be in anymore? How do they get a hold of you?
Yes, you can call our office. Our phone number is 651-319-0122. That's during office hours. You can always go on our website, which is www.riseuprecoverymn.com. And there's a form that you can submit a question or have a contact me or email us, anything like that to get in contact. Or you can just walk in the doors.
Walk in the door. Joe will be there and she will greet you warmly.
Absolutely.
Joe is a wonderful person. I like her. Anyway, at this point, we are out of time. I would like to thank my guest, the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery, Tiffany Newharth. Thank you once again for taking time out of your slightly busy schedule to come over here and share about Rise Up Recovery.
It's always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.